You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Though Oakland is certainly not the only city raising its minimum wage, it sees itself as a leader in the fight. Here's Mayor Libby Schaff.
Oakland is very proud to be part of what is a national movement to raise the minimum wage, to recognize that workers deserve to earn enough money to actually live where they work.
And other Bay Area cities are getting on board.
This is at least the third time City Council is discussing the minimum wage. And
last month, Emeryville's City Council voted unanimously to raise it.
Okay, roll call.
Councilmember Asher.
Aye.
Councilmember Donahue.
Yes.
Councilmember Martinez.
Aye.
Vice Mayor Davis.
Aye.
Mayor Atkin.
Aye. Let's clap.
Right now, change is happening city by city. But is there a chance the minimum wage could increase on a regional level in the Bay Area? To discuss that, I'm joined now by KALW's Jack Detch, who's been speaking with boosters and opponents of that idea. Thanks for being here, Jack.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
So in the past year, we've seen a handful of Bay Area cities raise the minimum wage. Where is this campaign going from here?
Well, Hannah, what's happening in the Bay Area is really part of a national push. The Service Employees International Union, the chief organizer of the San Francisco and Oakland campaigns, they've spent about $50 million on this nationally. Now, that's more than they spent on President Obama's 2008 campaign entirely.
So what are they hoping to accomplish?
So SEIU is calling this the Fight for 15. They're pushing fast food restaurants to pay $15 an hour. That's going to end up being the going rate for the minimum wage in San Francisco and Seattle by 2018, and LA will get there by 2020. The minimum wage is likely going to be something we'll hear about in the presidential campaign next year. Democratic frontrunner Hillary Clinton has already endorsed a $15 an hour minimum wage, and Elizabeth Alexander, the vice president of local SEIU 1021, told me that labor organizers feel they've already won the argument, and with the wind at their backs, they feel like they're going to press forward now.
This is a growing trend that we've won the argument on minimum wage, and that we're also looking at a city-by-city model, and also states, right? People are talking about there being a statewide minimum wage measure on the ballot next year.
So it really doesn't sound like they're 100% clear about the next steps, then.
Not exactly, no. SEIU and labor organizers are really putting their money in the Bay Area into an effort they're calling Raise the Bay. Now, that would replicate the Oakland model to other Bay Area cities. But doing this on a regional level has proven challenging.
How so?
Well, if you look at what Berkeley's Mayor Tom Bates tried to do last year, he tried to get a coalition of East Bay governments together to raise the minimum wage to about $12.82 an hour by 2017. Now, that didn't really get off the ground, and you can kind of see why, because even in a region like the East Bay, there's a tremendous amount of economic diversity between your Berkeleys and your Oaklands and your Fremonts and your Albanys on two different pages.
Mm-hmm.
So we could definitely see a city-by-city approach from here on out, particularly with how confident advocates of the minimum wage are with going to the ballot. That could happen particularly in retail centers with large concentrations of minimum wage workers. So you're looking at Hayward, Newark, potentially Corte Madera, but there are other places where political willpower emerges totally on its own. I mean, we saw that in Emeryville, and now we're seeing it in El Cerrito, where you have local Democratic clubs that are putting pressure on the city government to act on the minimum wage.
Okay, so that's kind of the city and regional. What about the state level? What's happening?
There's a bit more action over there. You have, on the state level, the minimum wage is going to increase to $10 an hour next year anyway. But legislators want to speed up that timeline, particularly Mark Leno, the Democrat from San Francisco, helped pass a bill in the state Senate earlier this month that would increase the minimum wage to $13 an hour by 2017. And that would also tax subsequent increases in the minimum wage directly to inflation. That's going to head to the Assembly sometime soon.
Okay, so could that then put added pressure on businesses like the ones we heard about in Oakland's Chinatown district? How can we expect them to respond?
Well, that's a really interesting question, and we don't know quite yet, because we only have anecdotal evidence, like some of the stuff we heard from Penny Balgado at Cafe Gabriella and Carl Chan earlier in the program. We're going to be playing a bit of a waiting game to find out how businesses are doing. It's only been 3 months since Oakland passed their minimum wage increase, so we kind of need a larger sample size on the city level and to get city statistics to figure out what's going on.
Okay, so what are the opponents saying?
Well, I talked with Michael Saltzman. He's a research director for the Employment Policies Institute. They opposed the Oakland minimum wage increase. And after surveying business owners in the wake of the hike, he's particularly worried about how customers might react.
I think the regional minimum wage solution that some who have proposed, it does not do away with the potential of for consequences from a higher minimum wage, because there's a whole other issue that business owners have to deal with in terms of whether their customers are willing to pay the higher price. That adds an additional risk.
Now, whether businesses would actually go through with threats to move or expand outside of the Bay Area, that's another story, and we're not sure whether that'll happen or not.
And it would be surprising given how popular this seems to be. The minimum wage measure passed with 82% of the vote in Oakland. The Emeryville City Council passed it unanimously, and San Francisco did it with an easy majority. So how did this become such a shoo-in?
Well, things weren't quite that simple in San Francisco to begin with. Mayor Ed Lee and the Chamber of Commerce really had to kind of compromise with SEIU-backed groups to figure out the approach for the minimum wage. And that was sort of the ballot measure that passed back in November. In Oakland, we saw, again, some complaints from restaurant owners who threatened to move or expand outside of the city. And although they have yet to do that, that's still going to be a looming threat to look at in the future. So keep in mind, the Bay Area is pretty different from other regions when we're talking about the minimum wage, because service industry lobbies aren't as powerful out here. And the big companies in the Bay Area, Apple, Facebook, Twitter, Google, they don't really oppose a higher minimum wage, since they mostly employ people who don't make the minimum wage. They employ skilled workers that make six, even seven figures.
So we heard from the city of Oakland's Deborah Barnes about the enforcement component, but do we have a sense of what that would look like on a regional level?
Well, it seems like it's going to happen on the fly from here on out. Labor organizers are really focused on the political angle, focused on raising minimum wage, and they're pushing cities after they do that to step up. So for cities that don't have the resources of a San Francisco, that could mean having more of a community-based approach, getting neighborhood organizations and nonprofits to pair with civic enforcement measures to really solve the problem.
Okay, we'll be watching. Thank you, Jack.
Thank you so much.
That's KLW's Jack Detch.